Joining us once again is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Kim, we've kind of settled into that time in the holidays when the markets sort of just take a breather. Let's talk about each of our commodities and what really to keep an eye on this time of year, and starting with wheat.
Well, we can start with wheat, corn, or beans. I think all the commodities, two things are going to move prices during the month of December. That's going to be changes in fund positions and export sales. So we'll have to watch that. Watching the wheat market, the Kansas City Board of Trade March contract is trading between $6.94 and $7.20. If it breaks that $6.94 on the way down, then we got another 30 cents below that. If it goes above $7.20, then the next target is $7.40. The basis is holding strong. That's good news, and I think it'll continue to do so. If you're watching that July contract, 685 to 710 is the range right now. Above 710, then it goes to 727. Of course, breaks 685, then the 30 down. Wheat's in dormancy. It's in good shape. And so we're probably just not going to have much happen in the wheat market during the December time period. What really counts is after we get to January the 2nd.
All right, now canola is getting more and more important here in the state. Let's talk about that market and what we're seeing there.
Well, with canola, as you said, it's looking really good. The producers are rotating the canola with wheat to clean up those wheat fields and get more wheat production. The canola contract price for forward contracting canola for 14 harvest, it's about $9.40, somewhere in that range. 6 weeks ago, it was in the $9.75 range, so it's fallen off a little bit. Producers want to watch canola prices. They can watch that on the Winnipeg Exchange. Of course, it's in metric tons and Canadian dollars. And so, like right now, it's around $505 a ton. They can divide that by 44.1 to get into bushels, and then a basis of about $2. So if you've got the 505 divided by 4.1 and subtract $2, you've got about that $9.40 forward contract.
All right, now let's talk corn. That's always a big crop.
And it is a big crop, and it's pretty much in the bin. You read all the analysts, they say it's going to churn lower. I think corn has found the floor, and we've probably seen the bottom in the market right now. Corn prices, I don't think they can work lower because corn's got to protect acres for that 14 crop, because soybean prices have been going up.
Now, you mentioned soybean prices. What's happening in that market?
Well, there's good soybean demand. Of course, soybean stocks are tighter than corn stocks. The market's trading between $13 and $13.40. We bottomed out at $12.47, and we went back up. You know, that spread between the soybeans and the corn is extremely important, because as that spread gets wider, then producers are going to plant more soybeans. But the ethanol plants, they're already looking out to the 14-15 year, and they want to keep these corn stocks up because they're making some profit at current corn prices, and they've got to maintain those corn acres.
All right. Good information. As always, Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.